Okay, in the last year, running has really taken me to some strange places. I did my first marathon rather in Rio. Ended up racing a complete stranger in Central Park when I was in New York. And I've even found myself naked in Amsterdam, all things which I did not think I was going to do this time last year. I've embraced all the weird and the wonderful things that have happened as part of the running's rich tapestry of life. But now I'm going on to a bit of an adventure which I'm feeling slightly uneasy about. I'm trying to get people to vote for me. Now I'm obviously not running for political office. Instead, I've entered a competition by Runner's World magazine to win professional coaching for the Paris Marathon. I've audio-booed about it before. The first stage was straightforward. I just had to submit an entry form, and they took the 2,000 people who, or 1,700 people who submitted that, and whittled it down to about 50. And of that 50, we then went to a runner's boot camp in Birmingham last week. At the boot camp, the organisers met the 50 people, saw how we ran, what running potential we had, and I'm guessing they judged who would benefit most from the professional training. Of that 50, they whittled it down to about 20 odd. And this is where the bizarre voting story comes in. I am one of the 20 odd runners still left in the competition, hoping to get expert coaching. But the next stage is for other readers of Runner's World magazine to vote for me online. In the last year of running, I've learned so much about myself. It's not just been a physical journey, but a mental, emotional, and at times even philosophical one. All my audio boos can sometimes be a bit too philosophical, if you ask me. But now I'm actually going to learn something completely new, which is trying to get people to vote for me, trying to be popular. I was never class president or anything like that, and so trying to get people to pick me out of the other competitors is a bit weird. I'm trying to stay positive and say this experience will enrich my life, but I am slightly worried I'll discover that no one really likes me. It's great to go on an emotional journey and find out that I'm really popular. It's another thing to find out that no one likes me. Whatever happens, it proves running is changing my life in ways I'd never imagined. I'm embracing it. And by the way, anyone who's listening to this audio boo, please go onto the Runners World UK website, look up Target 26.2 and vote for me. That's the Runners World website. Look up Target 262 and vote for me. As they would say in Britain, that is the end of this party political broadcast, or as they'd say in America, I am Marcus Ryder and I approve this message. Oh, and the picture today is of the badges, or as they'd say in America, the buttons of the Obama-Biden 2008 campaign. It's the only thing I could think of, the only picture that I have, which would show democracy election. So who knows? First step, let's win Runner's World Paris training. Next step, high-powered political office.